Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Top Producer Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. I'm Pam Fretwell. Hey, it's my pleasure to have with me today Rena Striegel. She is with Transition Point Business Advisors. I always like to know the people that I'm talking to. So tell me a little bit about your company and what you do, Rena.
We are a business advisory firm in Des Moines, Iowa, and we specialize in helping family farms and agribusinesses transition to the next generation.
We're here in Kansas City talking with a lot of multi-generation farmers, and you're going to be speaking later on today about managing family business conflicts. Boy, that's a big subject. Of course, no one in any family ever has any conflict, but why is that communication in a family business just so difficult sometimes? Give us some tips on how we can do some things to solve that.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that happen when you're talking about families and you're talking about business, and I think one of the first things that we have to do when we start talking about how do we improve that is to recognize that there's really two different things going on. Actually, there's three. There's number one, we are in the business, we are part of a family, and then we also have different roles in both. So when we start talking about clarifying those things, we like to just remind people that they potentially could be wearing three different hats. They can be wearing an ownership hat, they can be wearing a family hat, and they can be wearing a staff hat. And one of the ways to start to reduce the stress around communication is just remember what hat you're wearing and make sure that you're in the conversation in the right way.
First of all, it's about sitting down and just calling that meeting to have a communication. Now, there's communication every day in our lives on the farms. Obviously, we know that. And sometimes it's the boss, the CEO of the board, also happens to be my dad. And so both directions, that can kind of evolve into an emotional communication. How do we make sure that we really can watch that, or what kind of things do we need to keep in mind when we're wanting to sit down and talk with business and family members?
Yeah, a lot of times I just think it's really about being able to read the signs. Obviously, we're not our best when we're highly stressed or when we're angry or when we're emotional. So I just tell people, you know, find that right time to have that conversation. It may not actually be at the moment that the event that made you upset. It may actually be at some time in the future. But you know, there's just ways to kind of reset those conversations by saying, listen, I really want to talk to you, but this is maybe not the right time. Can we set a time to have that discussion? That's going to give everybody a chance to sort of back away from it for a minute, get themselves under control, really think about what do they want to say and what do they want the outcome to be. And I always tell people, remember, there's two sides to everything. And trying to find those win-wins in the conversation is really critical to have great communication, especially when you're talking about relationships that have a family dynamic to it as well.
And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for farmers, because it's a family business. I mean, the people that we have to go home to and eat dinner with at night are the same people that we're working with during the day. I know that in the past some of the discussion has been about, okay, so what do I need to remember? First of all, maybe we need to call the meeting regularly so it's not that we just always have a meeting when something's going wrong.
Absolutely. There's multiple kind of meetings that a family and a family business can be calling at any point in time. But at the bare minimum, I always tell families, make sure that you're having at least an annual family meeting to where you're addressing the issues, the dynamics, the goals, the dreams, the hopes of the family. And then you also ought to be having a weekly business meeting, regardless of if it's all family members sitting around the table, where you are talking about the things that are happening in the operation itself. The family dynamic should not be part of the business meeting, and the business dynamic should not be part of the family meeting. You've got to really keep those separate.
So I'm going to get into a little of specifics of some tips I learned from others that have been talking about this subject, and that is how do we not get into that emotional state? So maybe first of all, if I have a problem and you're my boss, or even if it's the opposite way, if I have that problem, you call the meeting, but then you want to make sure that you give them feedback as to the reason why you're wanting to discuss it, and then use I statements. In other words, you don't want to say, Dad, you make me so mad, you always do this. That's not a good statement. We need I statements.
That's right. That's right. You really have to come into it in a way that is taking the sort of responsibility for the discussion on yourself and working again to avoid things that are going to create that emotional situation again. If I come into a conversation with anybody, really, whether it's family or non-family, and I come in telling you all the different ways that you have made me upset or failed me or disappointed me. What we've basically done is created a situation where there is mistrust and there's a lack of respect. I read a quote one time that said, when there's lack of respect, it's like air going out of the room. Nobody notices the air until it's gone. And that really has to do a lot with coming into a situation, being ready to be respectful, being ready to be a part of the conversation and not just expecting the other person to have all the solutions and make all the corrections. It's really about that we are in a relationship and how can we create the win-win around the situation that we find ourselves in.
And sometimes it's just a matter of regurgitating your understanding of what the other person said, because that's so key. You might say something, I might take it the wrong way. I've got to let you know what I heard.
Absolutely. There's got to be a lot of repeating, making sure that you pause for a moment and say, let me tell you what I think I heard, and allowing them to then verify, yes, that is what they meant to say and that you've interpreted what they've said in the correct way. That also slows the conversation down, which then allows everyone to have those moments to kind of keep their emotions in check, especially if it's a long-standing problem. I mean, if you are in a father-daughter relationship, you've got dynamics with your dad that go back from the first moment you remember your dad. So a lot of times there's a lot of history involved there, and there are dynamics that have become sort of historical relationship repetition, and you got to just take it slow. And as you start to rebuild those relationships in a different way, you're going to get better and better at it. It's going to get quicker and quicker. But those first few times that you try to do this process, just be prepared to take it slow and take a break if you need to.
And when you're talking about a break can mean, hey, son, or hey, dad, depending on which side of the conversation you're at. I really think that maybe we're both getting too worked up about this, and maybe we're getting too emotional, and we need to keep it on a business level. So, hey, can we stop this conversation, and can we both think about it and then come back, and what time would that be good for you?
Absolutely. And the other thing I say is, you know, find people in their best place. You know, I can use an example from my own life. I mean, we're a farm family. The best place to talk to my dad is in the pickup truck, because he's only focusing on you and what's going on with the crops. He's not distracted by what's going on with his phone. He's not distracted by what's going on, you know, around him. And he's literally in that pickup truck with you and focused. I've found that, you know, picking the right place as well as the right time is really important.
What about if you are in a situation, you've tried this a number of times, let's say that you're the younger person in this conversation, and you're really trying to get to dad to realize that there's some significant problems in the farming operation. You're not getting anywhere. You've tried multiple times. Is it good to have maybe sometimes an outside source?
Absolutely. And a lot of times when people hear outside source, they think, oh my gosh, we've got to go get a consultant. That is not true. An outside source could be an uncle that maybe has a really good way of communicating with the person that you're trying to communicate to. It could be a banker. It could be a pastor. There's a lot of different people that we can utilize to help us become more effective in our communication that doesn't necessarily require going out and finding a consultant to get involved in it.
Absolutely. Rena Striegel is with Transition Point Business Advisors. She's a speaker here at our Legacy Conference. We just appreciate, Rena, all you have for bringing to the farmers today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
All right. And that's going to be it for today's Top Producer podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. I'm Pam Fretwell.